Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
On the phone now, I have Karen Penny. Hello, Karen.
Hello, what a wonderful day it's been, isn't it? The sun is out.
It is.
Great.
Now, Karen, for those of you who haven't been following her journey, has been on a journey since 2019, walking the UK and Ireland to raise money for Alzheimer's Research UK. Last year, before the first lockdown, Karen was here on the Isle of Wight doing her Isle of Wight leg and then unfortunately had to go home because of lockdown. And today she arrived on the island. This is Tuesday, the 13th of April. Today, Karen arrived on the island in a very unusual manner. How did you arrive here?
Well, it was absolutely exceptional. I mean, I'm still not sure how it happened, and the people I have to thank are just too many. But I arrived on the Jolly Breeze, which is the winner of many of the Fastnet races and Tallship races, and is now skippered by the Dauncey School, which is youths, effectively, who train on these Tallships. And they brought me in from Hamble. Took 3 hours to get here. It was quite still waters today, so there wasn't too much wind. It was the most wonderful experience. I even had an opportunity to walk the plank, quite literally. They said, up you go then. And I said, I don't ask anything technical, but up I went, up the rigging. I was hanging on for dear life, but what an adventure.
And
I'll never forget it.
What an experience, Karen. So arriving on the Isle of Wight, I believe you were met by David Howarth.
Yes, and David Howarth from Isle of Wight Ramblers came out to meet me today, as did a lovely lady called Fiona, who's the director of the Bembridge Marina, and had arranged for the boat to come in without any mooring charges, and, you know, obviously it's a charity. And people have really bent over backwards to make a really lovely experience today here. So delighted to be here. I'm currently in Bembridge, sitting in gardens, put up my tent in a lovely lady's front garden here. The sun is out. It's very, very happy day indeed.
Indeed. So you'll be having a rest tonight then, I take it, before you start your journey tomorrow.
It's actually all go in the evenings. You walk all day, and then during the day, so many things crop up. People contact you with messages. So I actually have a bit of homework to do tonight, a bit of admin, which is writing up my day. Every day I write a journal. So you don't want to lose anything, any memory at all of what happens. And even if you leave it a couple of days, you forget, you know, little things which are so important. So I do my journal every night, then ring my husband, ring my mum, obviously, because you have to, otherwise you're in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
and then really answer, you know, lots of email and queries, and, you know, Alzheimer's are in contact every day. They're a lovely organisation, and they arrange all sorts of things for me. So you just get up to speed for the next day, check the route, see where I should be walking. And, of course, you know, putting up the tent then as well in the evening. That takes a little while, but I've had a bit of help tonight.
That's
from
wonderful.
From a very young
man
called William, who lives here. So he's been out and said, right, we'll get that tent up. So anyway, and it's up straight away. Brilliant.
Well, thank you very much for helping today, William. Where will you be walking on Wednesday, Karen?
I'm walking to Shanklin from Bembridge. The aim is to walk as close to the coast as I possibly can do, you know, safely. Obviously, there's closed footpaths everywhere, and some places are no longer traversable, and sometimes the tide is in. But every day I aim just to walk as close to the coast as I possibly can. So it's heading to Shanklin, where I'm staying tomorrow night in a little pool hut, which somebody's got at the end of their garden, which is lovely. I mean, tonight I got here, I had an outside shower.
Wonderful.
I know people think it's a cold day, but there's nothing more exhilarating than to have an outside shower in the evening. It's fantastic.
Well, there is a lot of evidence from the research world to suggest that having a cold shower is extremely good for your whole mind and body.
Well, it is. And it's the same with Alzheimer's as well. There's been a lot of studies into, you know, outdoor swimming and sea swimming and cold water swimming. So, and I've got my swimming costume in my rucksack. And, you know, when I get the opportunity, which I haven't had yet, but I do try to have a dip if I can. It's really refreshing. It's really good for you.
Well, do watch out, though, Karen, because there are an awful lot of ladies and gentlemen that do swim in the sea around different parts of the coast. And if you're around pretty early in the morning, and sometimes in the afternoon, you know, you might be able to join in and have a swim.
Exactly. I mean, I've had a couple of offers already for you. Not on the Isle of Wight yet for a swim, but a couple of offers along the south coast. They said, when you get here, you're coming out with our swimming group. And some lovely names for swimming groups. There was a group the other day I met on the last walk called Swim and Tonic. What a great name for a swim group.
Well, what I'll do is I'll give you some phone numbers, Karen, for a few people on the island that do the old sea swimming, and get you in touch with them.
Exactly. You just got to get on with it, haven't you? Got to get in, and you know, once you're in, it's brilliant. It's like going up say off the day. You know, once you're up there, you've done it, haven't you? It looks daunting, but it was such a great opportunity to do something like that today. It was fabulous.
Now, the serious thing about this is that you're raising money for a very, very worthy cause, Alzheimer's Research UK. How can people donate to your walk?
Do you know what? I've just been offered a gin and tonic. How lovely is that? I'm sitting on a lawn talking to you, putting up my tent with a gin and tonic. Fantastic. Alzheimer's Research UK is... I have a Just Giving page. I'm called The Penny Rolls On, and there's lots of information on the page about my background and the reasons I'm doing the walk, personal reasons for doing the walk and the journey so far. And I also have a Facebook group as well, which, you know, chronicles my journey around Britain, as it's Instagram with pictures and the people you meet and the places that you go to, because life is really interesting. And, you know, like today, you know, I've met so many people in the course of one day. You could write it like a chapter of a book just for the one day today.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to be talking to you from Vectis Radio on a daily basis to find out where you are and how you're doing. So I so look forward to speaking to you tomorrow once you've got your tent up.
That's
in
lovely.
The evening.
Yeah. I'm reliably informed that it's going to be sunny for a while, but changing next week. So we'll wait and see.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd like to thank all the people who came down to Benbridge Marina today as well. I noticed that there were lots of people came out on the boats today to take pictures of the Jolie Breeze coming in, because they knew I was coming here and they knew the boat was coming over. And it's really lovely. We've had a lovely welcome. So I can't thank everybody enough.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful for you. I will speak to you tomorrow, Karen, and have a lovely sleep tonight and enjoy that gin and tonic.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.